Stephen. That's a huge amount of experience, and he's been with us now for the last number of years. And top-class coach, and delighted to have him back on board again for 2022.
Yeah, and obviously he's a coach that the players are quite happy with as well, Declan.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it was disappointing the way we finished the season, you know, against Tyrone. And but we look forward now to the season ahead. And looking forward, as you say, to working back with Stephen again for the year coming, you know.
Yeah, and do you envisage, Declan, maybe from a training aspect and from a coaching aspect, that you would bring much change to that sort of department of the county setup?
Yeah, listen, there's going to be, it's been a number of weeks, probably, or the last couple of months, you know, you sit down and you'd analyse everything, and you meet with the all the staff, and so over that period, a lot of discussions. And there's going to be changes. There's going to be a number of changes coming in. Naturally, there's going to be definitely another new coach coming in, and that will be, even though, you know, this guy's involved at the minute with club, so I can't really disclose it. But there'll be a new coach coming inside working with Stephen. And James Galler will also be part of that as the goalkeeping coach. And then there's going to be different changes. We've advertised at the minute for the new head of performance, athletic performance. And that's going to be a full-time role, and that's a lot of that role will be with the Donegal senior team. So that role should be filled by the 1st of November, which is just a couple of weeks away. And I think the advertisement is out this week, and it'll be closing probably on Monday, and then we'll start some stage next week. So, looking forward to that there. And then there'll be one or two other changes too within that there. But no, listen, the backroom is more or less put together now, and I'd say every man's looking forward to the latter end of the club championship, and then looking forward to getting back on the pitch in the 1st of December.
Yeah, is the athletic performance coach a step in the right direction for Donegal, Declan? Is this the right time to do that, to get somebody in full time?
Yes, it's something that I've been looking for a good number of years, to be quite honest. Oisín, you know, if you look at all the teams that are competing at the top level, and even in our own province, you look at the likes of Tyrone, the likes of Armagh, Monaghan, go down south to Kerry and Cork, and you've Dublin, the Limericks of this world, Galway. They have that in place over the last number of years, so it's important that we have somebody in that role on a full-time basis. And delighted now that we finally get to go ahead to get it advertised out there. And as I say, looking forward to getting an appointment made.
Yeah, and Renate, you mentioned the club championship, obviously, Declan. A couple of big games coming up this weekend. You'll be keeping a very close eye on how the semi-finals pan out. St Michael's against St Unan's, Kilcar against Neve Connell. Two very tasty affairs this weekend, Declan.
Yeah, listen, look, I'm really looking forward to them. And St Michael's and Unans. Most Unans, really, you know, they're in the last four now. They haven't really, you know, played. They played probably the first half against Kilcar, as good a football as I've seen Unans play at a long time. And, you know, part maybe the second half against Ballyshannon. It's going to be, you know, they're still one of the top teams, there's no doubt about that there. If they're more in them, you know, there's going to need to be if they're going to win the championship. St Michael's, you know, watching the game on Friday night, I mean, Michael Langham was outstanding in that game, and, you know, St Michael's looked well organised and well drilled. Looking forward to that game. You know, Unans have a really good record against St Michael's, while St Michael's have a poor record against them. And will it be a case that Unans get over the line? Probably, you know, you'd have the fancy game to get over the line and into a final. The other semi-final, listen, it's going to be a cracker too. It's you know, it's a repeat of the 2020 decider only a couple of months back. And you know, these teams know each other inside out. They know each other, how they're going to set up. They know the individual players. So it's one I'm really looking forward to be quite honest.
Yeah. Are you brave enough to make a call about what the two teams will be that will go to the final, Declan?
It's difficult. That one's a difficult one to call. Both teams. I came out of the match on Saturday night, Kilcar against McCool's, and I was just thinking to myself that Kilcar looked really, really strong. And you know, I was going to say it's going to take a really good team to beat them. And likewise, I left the match on Sunday evening after the panel against Guido, and I was just saying to myself, it's going to take a really good team to beat Neve Connell. So it's really evenly balanced, and I think it'll go down to the wire like it did a couple of months back.
Okay, away from the pitch, Declan, as we know, there's a lot going on this coming weekend with the special congress being held at Croke Park. It's all about Proposal A and Proposal B. Is Declan Bonner, as Donegal manager, in favour of Proposal B, which would be a restructuring of the championship in a league format?
You might say I'm stepped on the fence, but might take on it. I like a lot about the proposal B, but you know, in terms of the league and playing high profile matches in the summertime, a lot of competitive championship matches, yeah, it looks good. But where does the provincial championship fit? Something's going to have to give. While us in Ulster, I mean, Ulster's such an important competition. There's a lot of really strong teams in that province. But for me, probably the proposal B, probably they're looking at some change. Yeah, it'll probably go to proposal B, but maybe some tweaking on that, you know.
Yeah, obviously a lot of counties over the last couple of days have been expressing their favour in proposal B, but as one person explained it to me, what's the point in rebuilding the championship again? Because in a way it's not broken, all it needs is a bit of repairing and a bit of tweaking of the current system that we have, Declan.
Well, exactly. Well, I suppose the big thing is, in terms of Ulster, as I say, that is the real championship when it comes to football, and no more than the Munster when it comes to the hurling. You need to, at suppose from a perspective, a Donegal perspective, or if you look at Armagh and Derry and Tyrone, all of these teams, I mean, they're strong, really strong teams that have ambitions probably going on, one in Ulster, maybe one in All-Ireland. And it's probably in terms of a level playing field. If you're looking at it down the line, you know Dublin's going to come out of Leinster, Kerry probably going to come out of Connacht, and you know they're basically getting ready to go on to play a last four or last eight match. And while in Ulster, it's always that more difficult to get there. Ideally, you'd have your top 16 teams playing in an All-Ireland Championship Series, and you have the next 16 in a Tier 2 situation. But, I mean, at this about the provincial championships, and, you know, there's two competitions you can win, well, three, your Ulster title or your provincial title, your All-Ireland and your National League. And, you know, the provincial titles really sit powerfully, especially with us in Ulster anyway. It's always been a really, really competitive championship. But there's going to be change of foot, Oisin. You can take it there when you hear the likes of Larry McCarty today, you know, putting, you know, saying they would like to see the plan B coming into situ. So there is definitely going to be some change, and that's going to look like, I don't know.
Just finally, Declan, will it devalue the Ulster Championship if it is moved to a January, February time of the year?
There's no doubt it will. I mean, that's bottom line. It's going to be, it's going to be a pre-season competition. That's it. And, you know, no matter what anyone says, the championship and winning your Ulster title and moving into the latter stage of the championship, that's what it's been always about.